No, we eat gumbo.
You have a kind of dust. It's real sticky. I've seen it in Mississippi. It's
clay mud you're talking about. It's grayish.
Uh-huh.
And gummy.
You have that here?
Clay mud. Yeah, they have it in different areas. And sometimes you'll be digging. Maybe if I dig deep enough here, but here, I don't know what was here before they built this house, because the further you dig, the more rocks you run into. But I have been in places where you dug and dug and you run into that doggone clay mud.
Uh-huh. Say if you had some swampy land and you wanted to get the water off it, you'd say you wanted to...
drain it?
What would you dig to drain the water off?
I don't know.
Out a little...
gutter?
Okay. And what would you call something like that that's made real deep so that a ship could come through it?
I don't know.
And say there's been kind of a heavy rain, maybe down a slope, the water washed some of the dirt away, it'd leave a little...
like a gully?
Okay. Is a gully any particular size? Do you think of a gully as something small or big? Or?
I wouldn't say it was. I really haven't the slightest idea, but I don't think it's too big.
What would you call one that that is real big, like, say, big as this room or something? I mean, a real, where a whole lot of land is just washed away and left a real deep, narrow valley sort of. Do you ever use the word ravine, or hollow, or wash, or anything like that?
I've heard of ravine, but I've never used it. I've never had the opportunity to use it, you know. I don't know what it's like or anything.
And a small rise in land, you'd call a...
a small rise in land?
Yeah, where the land...
You mean a hill, right?
Okay. Any other name?
No.
To open the door, you take hold of the door?
Knob.
Do you ever use the word knob about land?
No.
And something a whole lot bigger than a hill would be a...
like a mountain?
Okay. And the rocky side of the mountain that drops off real sharp is the...
cliff?
Okay. Talking about several of those would be several. The plural of that would be several.
Cliffs. Hmm? Cliffs?
Okay. And... up in the mountains where the road goes across in a low place, not a valley, still up high in the mountains, just the low place between the mountains would be a... And on television, gunfighters, for every man that they'd kill, they'd take their gun and cut a little...
notch?
Did you ever hear the word notch or gap or pass used about a mountain?
Mm-mm.
And... a small stream of water would be called a... well, what different kinds of flowing water?
Gutter? A gutter?
Okay. What about bigger than that? Well, what... the biggest thing here...
not a creek?
Huh?
A creek?
Okay. What else do you have besides a creek?
You have these man-made lakes and all.
What about a bike?
Bayou, yes.
How's that different from a creek?
Oh, a bayou, I think, is larger than a creek.
Uh-huh. Is the bayou salt water or fresh water?
I think it's fresh water.
What are the names of some of the creeks and bayous and things around here?